Four Democrats and one Republican have won seats, and the Ward 5 race is separated by only four votes in the aftermath of elections for the Plattsburgh Common Council. The Ward 2 race received a lot of attention over the last month of the campaign as Republican Mike Drew vocalized concerns about a 514% increase in absentee ballot filings. On election night, he lost to Democrat Mike Kelly by 20 votes. Drew says with 64 absentee ballots pending for his ward, he would have to win 3-1 and doubts he can attain that margin. He conceded the race to Kelly and is glad that the election does not hinge on the absentee ballots.
I'm glad he won at the polls, and that makes me feel a lot better how the outcome will be. I'm going to go down and challenge absentees just based on the mere fact that I think it really is an attack on our system, and you know it's the right thing to do regardless of parties and winners or losers. I think that people that try to manipulate elections in that fashion is reprehensible. So I'm glad it didn't come down to that. I'm glad he won at the polls. I congratulate him. But that system, if it goes unchecked now, the next election will be worse. And I think that most people would agree that that's just not how we want our election system to work.
In the Clinton County legislative race, District 8 represents the southern end of Plattsburgh, overlapping part of the city's Ward 2. Incumbent Republican Mark Dame also raised concerns about absentee ballot improprieties. Dame won, defeating Democrat Bob Dolan with 56% of the vote. Although the victor, Dame plans to challenge the absentee ballots.
This is about upholding fair elections and not letting a handful of minority people utilize the absentee ballot process illicitly and illegally to overturn or steer an election another way. So I'm going to pursue it, with or without any help from anyone in my party or fellow candidates, because I believe it's just going to happen again. It could totally control future local elections. And it also is going to taint the average person that really needs an absentee ballot. So we need to clean it up. Whether or not we'll be successful or I'll be successful, I don't know. Irrespective of whether I won or lost, those people need to answer for the manipulation that they did in the south end of the city.
The six city council seats will be held by four Democrats and one Republican so far. Four votes separate the candidates in the Ward 5 race. Independent and Republican-endorsed Mayor-elect Jim Calnon is a bit disappointed with the new makeup of the council.
Some of the folks that I supported are not going to be around the council table. That's unfortunate because I think that the folks that I wanted to be there would have made a really strong team. But all the folks that got elected bring something to the table. We'll be a little more politically diverse than perhaps we've been the last couple of years. Hey, that's great. Good discussion. We'll get some compromise in the middle. We'll make some things happen.
Calnon adds that he's not concerned about challenges to the absentee ballots and doesn't expect them to change the outcome of the city races. But he is concerned about the possible existence of tainted ballots.
I believe that there's sufficient evidence out there that there have been irregularities that needs to be dealt with. I don't think that will drastically affect any of these races. So I think that that's a good thing. I mean, if in fact there was something wrong, I don't think it had an impact, or I don't think it will have an impact.
The Clinton County Board of Elections will begin counting absentee ballots on Tuesday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.